Okay, we continue with Maamar Tikkun Amidas by Rav Asher Weiss. Today's the last day I'll be recording the shiur, as we're at the end of the introduction. So here we go. Musar Niskav Noire Yesh, some amazing and powerful Musar one can learn about from the world of Midas, from the students of Rabbi Akiva. Tihine Mavur B'Yavamos. Because clear in Yavamos, Shahai L'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Why? Shalo Nagu Kavod Zebezeh. They didn't show respect to each other. And the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came back to the Rebbeim in the south, and he taught them. Now, who were the Rebbeim of the south of Rabbi Akiva? They were Rabbi Meir, they were Rabbi Yehuda, they were Rabbi Yossi, they were Rabbi Shimon, and they were Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. V'nizkashu chachmei lev l'havim et ha'oinesh ha'nora. The Chachamim tried to understand, what does this mean, this tremendous death of all these people, this plague? But it seems specifically because they were the students of this giant of humans, Rabbi Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them kechut hasara, b'midas shebein adam l'chaveiro u'chavod chaveirim. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who taught us in Pirkei Avot, chaviv adam shenivri b'tzelem, right, b'tzelem chiba, yisera, nodol shebar b'tzelem alakim. That he's the one who taught that a man is created in the image of God, and therefore there's a extra love that is fermented there. The Torah's Kohan and Parshiton says, "V'hafta l'recha kamocha," say glal gadol b'Torah. And from that we see that Shitas Rabbi Akiva was that the love of your neighbor and the kavod b'chaverim, they are the yesodus of the Torah. And love of human beings is one of the branches of Avas Hashem, ki b'tzelem elokim oseh oso. And therefore his students were punished at that level. Now, in Koheles Rabbah, it says that when Rekiva came to the Rabbeinu Shebedarim to teach them Torah, he said, 24,000 students I had, and they all died, al shahaisa einayim tzara b'torah b'zeh b'zeh, that their eyes were stingy with each other regarding the Torah. You don't be like them. And you see that also Rabbi Nechemiah was among the later Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, according to the Koheles Rabbah over there. Now, how awesome are these words? The majority of the Torah Shebal Peh and the Torah Rabbi Akiva and the Achronim, Halo Amru, Achronim he, the Halo Amru Sanhedrin, Stam Masnisen, right? These were the closing words, right, of the Torah Shebal Peh, so to speak. As it says in Sanhedrin, Peivav Menalf, Stam Masnisen is Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Huda, Stam Sifrei is Rabbi Shimon, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, and they all follow Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, Kimat Kol HaTorah Shebal Peh flows from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the later students Rabbi Akiva, that they fulfilled the mitzvah of the Rebbe and showed kavod to each other. And from all the thousands of the students that didn't show kavod, we don't have anything, any word of them. We have nothing. And the truth is, we find many powerful statements. B'shevach Hamida Shebeinam L'Chaveiro from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. There we have a lot of statements. Rab Meir would say in Tanchuman Vayichi, Kol HaMavarech Et Yisrael, Kuilu Mavarech Et Hashchina. You bless a Jew, it's like you're blessing the Shechina. And Rabbi Meir further, you know, commanded us in Avos, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Mishnah Yud, Have Shofel Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam, be humble. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shira Shirim Rabba, Kol HaMakabal Pnei Chaverim, Kiilu Makabal Pnei Shechina. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who was of the Talmid Rabbi Kiva, one of the later ones, he testified, Miyomai lo avarti al divrei chaver, I never trespassed the word of my friend. Bab Mitzvah 33a, Afilu lo heir einav ela b'mishna achas hi rabbi. Even if your friend shows you one mishnah, he's your Rebbe. And even Rabbi Shimon emphasized the etzim chi of a kavod chavero. Brachas 43b. Noach lola adam shiapel atzma b'kivshan aish. Better that a person throws them into a fiery furnace and not to embarrass their friend in public. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, Achron Talmidim, with latter Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, he shir lanu tzaval adoras. He left the last will and testament for generations about the spirit of his Rabbi Kiva. And he compared the kavod of Yisrael to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehei kavod talmidcha chaviv alecha kishalcha u'kavod chavircha kamor rabcha u'mor rabcha kamor shemayim. The Talmid of Achron Rabbi Kiva, their Torah was the yesodus and the framework for everything from which Torah stemmed down to us. And it only comes from a framework of care and love for each other. Ba'amavnu apischei Torah, as we stand at the entrance of Torah in Shari Alacha, we have to accept upon ourselves, hiskin atzmacha lilma Torah. Prepare yourself to learn Torah. Ba'avoda, with work, uba'amal, with toil, shaltikun amidas, laman Torah nafshosenu v'rochenu, leos ruim, so that we should be roi shetishcha and shechina among us from now and forever.